This is an interview with Edwin and Louise Roskam at their home in Roosevelt, New Jersey, August 3rd, 1965. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. I think it would be good to sort of start with some of your background and your experience and how you first got associated with this farm security.
Well, I'll give you a brief rundown on my history. I was born in Germany of American parents, and therefore an American citizen from birth. And I didn't get out of Germany until after the First World War, where we got caught and were civil prisoners of war. No unpleasantness, couldn't get out. I was sufficiently approaching, I was then 15, I was approaching military age, and they weren't going to let anybody out.
Sure.
Makes sense. We saw a revolution there, lost my father, and came to this country, and I learned English as fast as I know how. Do you think this is recording?
Sure.
Maybe I should be a little nearer.
No, let's just...
Now, from the time of my childhood, being an enemy alien child, this is a rough situation to be in, I was kind of driven on my own resources, and I took up painting and drawing. Mm-hmm. So that when I came here, I quickly finished high school in 6 months at the time when I was learning English, then took 1 year of Haverford College in Pennsylvania, then got out of there right into art school, and spent, I don't know exactly now, I think 4 years at the Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia as a painter. I was moderately successful at painting, shown in the major exhibits, everything from the Academy itself to the Carnegie International, and had a one-man show in Paris and all that kind of junk. However, well, maybe I should say that I also joined the exodus of the expatriates in the 20s and was very much part of that whole experience, which included everybody from Hemingway over. I mean, you know. Actually, anybody in the United States who had any creative talents and any way of getting over there went over there at that time and either stayed in Paris or somewhere. In that way, I experienced that whole ferment, even to the point where I took part in surrealism and all of that at that time as a youngster. Eventually came to the conclusion, which was sensible, that though I had a natural facility for painting, I was not a painter.
Oh, really?
And at that point, I got interested in photography. I then went from Paris, had a chance to go through the sponsorship of a Museum of Anthropology in Paris, and connections with the European press syndicates. I had a chance to go to French Polynesia. I stopped off on the way in Martinique, got interested in the West Indies, which had some bearing on all the rest of my life, and then went out there and stayed for 3.5 years in Polynesia, where I did a lot of photography and a lot of writing. Of course, you must understand that our present concepts of photojournalism